Yeah, hi, Noah Greenberg, of the Inquirer. What are you planning to do with your management structure?
We're keeping the current staff in place for the Spark. We're looking to add a few key pieces, and we'll be letting you know when that happens. We are going to add a president of the operation, and we'll otherwise basically keep it the way that it is.
And just one question for Lisa, are you there?
Yes, ma'am, how are you?
All right, how are you? So your friend won a game last night here.
Yes. Say hi.
Yeah, are you still a free agent or are you signed out there? Because I would guess that would be the number one winner of business for the new ownership.
I am not signed as of today. And I'm sure we'll be talking about that later.
Okay, thanks.
Jada, are you on the line?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
I just wanted to know if I read that you were going to still play at the Staples Center and still train at the Toyota Center, or the facility in El Segundo. Wanted to know if that was just if you're going to be renting or how that was going to kind of play out and how you would be able to use both of those facilities.
This is Carla Christofferson. We have been really fortunate throughout this entire process to have enjoyed tremendous support from both the Laker organization and AEG, who owns the Staples Center. And the Lakers have agreed to continue to provide us with operational support for a period of time, pursuant to which we're going to be using the practice center. And obviously, we believe that the Sparks are a premier basketball player, and they will continue to play at the Staples Center. And AEG has been a tremendous partner with us through this whole thing and have really just embraced us, and we look forward to the partnership with them in helping to build the community and using their support.
Thank you.
Wendy, are you on the line? Okay, Ned? I'm going to open this up then to anyone who has a question. If you would please start and identify yourself and your affiliation.
Hi, this is Debbie Arrington with Sacramento Bee, and congratulations to all involved. Is Donna there?
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Donna. It seems that, you know, in the evolution of the league, that we're getting more owners that are outside of the NBA, you know, brotherhood there. How do you view this trend, and do you see it as being a positive, and do you see more teams being bought by outside NBA owners?
Great question, Debbie. What I see as great, actually a really healthy and positive step for the league is that we continue to add ownership that has focused resources, has a real passion, and a market that has fans that are committed. What I see in the next generation of the Los Angeles Sparks are, obviously, if you've heard their story, two women who are extremely passionate, obviously well-educated, very smart, analytical, and want to take this franchise as their focus to the next level. And I see, as many new ownership models that come together that make sense, they will be in this format, although I would not preclude the other formats that we have currently.
And do you see this is going to be happening with more clubs where eventually there will be more non-NBA owners than NBA owners?
I can't speak to the absolute numbers, but I do see independent. There is a movement towards having more independent owners involved in the league. That said, I wouldn't preclude the fact from other NBA owners also stepping up in the future.
Okay. And for Carla and Catherine, you know, congratulations very much. Do you see that, you know, getting a WNBA franchise was a bargain for you?
Well, it was more expensive than Kathy. We have more expensive than our season seats.
Do you see it as being a good investment?
We do. I mean, we're really excited about it, both from a business perspective and from a community perspective. There are some things that are about more than business, and the opportunities that we think we have with the Sparks in Los Angeles are really exciting to us. That having been said, Carla and I are both business women, and we got into this crunching some numbers and figuring out how to make things work. And so
excited about the economic opportunities as well.
Oh, very, very good. Thank you.
Hi, this is Michelle Vogel with ESPN.com. This is for either or both of the new owners, but I have two questions for you. The first, if I could follow up on that, that you are both businesswomen, and obviously it's been very successful what you've done so far. What do you see, I guess, initially as ways that you can make the Sparks more popular, reach into more of the community? That's the first question. And the second is if both of you could talk about how much did athletics play in the two of you growing up, and how much was sports, I guess, part of how you learned? You know, we always talk about leadership and different skills that you learn from sports. How much did sports help the two of you guys get to where you are?
Well, this is Kathy. I'll start with the first question. I think that in terms of reaching out to fans and bringing more fans to the building, what we really need to do in Los Angeles is raise the profile of the team. The play on the court is, the best in the league. And every time any of our friends or people that we know come to a game, they come back. And our challenge is to get the team marketed in the proper way in Los Angeles and get them positioned so that they become the place that people want to be in the summer in Los Angeles. And we have a lot of ideas about how to connect with our fans, how to help build a community in Los Angeles. It's a very diverse city, and we're looking forward to a chance to have people from all over the city come to the Staples Center in the summer. And that's our challenge, and we're really looking forward to it.
And this is Carla answering the second question. To me, growing up, I'm sort of the embodiment of all the statistics that you see of all that team sports can teach girls and women. And the coaches that I had, the teammates that I had, and the older siblings that I had playing basketball were a tremendous influence in learning how to operate in the business world, how to form teams, how to be aggressive, how to play by the rules, and how to be good sports people in whatever you do. And so I just really believe in the transformative power of women's basketball and what the WNBA, with the women playing at the highest level, really have to show all of us as role models. And that's what we're really excited about, is the fact that we can be a part of that.
Hi, this is Chris Gardner in Houston with the Houston Rumble Review. This question is either for Catherine or Carla. I was curious, did anyone, while you're crunching the numbers, did you run into anyone telling you, no, this was not a good investment?
This is Kathy. I don't think we ran into anybody who we thought knew anything who told us that. But we certainly ran into a lot of people who told us that. I think that Carla and I both think that we've spent most of our lives running into people telling us that the things that we wanted to do weren't good ideas. And so we had a tendency not to pay that much attention to them.
Thank you.
This is Jada. I'm again with the Seattle Times. Is Donna available again?
Hi, Jada.
Hey, yeah. I wanted to know if you, by any chance, had a chance to talk to Clay Bennett and see, kind of where his passion is, or I guess, interest is with the Storm, and if this kind of opens up an avenue, maybe for an owner out here, if they do indeed move the teams to Oklahoma City, if they don't get an arena.
I've had a preliminary discussion with Clay, and I can assure you in that discussion he was, 100% supportive of the Storm.
Thank you. This is Michelle Vogel from ESPN.com again. If I could ask a question of Lisa, I wonder what it's like for you as a just as a player to have two business women as owners, to see women in positions of power. Obviously, you have a female owner in Washington, but to have women as owners in L.A., what does that mean to you and maybe even what you want to do post-basketball?
Well, I think you just said it. It's very empowering to me to see two women, step to the forefront and purchase our team. I'm really excited about that. And, it kind of made me think, well, why didn't I think of that first? Sometimes you don't feel that you're capable of doing certain things, and to see someone else do it, they've just become role models for a lot more women around the world, and that's kind of what we're about, is reaching out to our community, but also empowering women, and to see them, I hear that there's a position open. I'm thinking, I'm going to set my goals a little bit higher, because, it's that the world is really, I mean, it's limitless, and whatever you strive for, then you can do. And so I feel very encouraged about having ownership. And I thought even when the owner who bought the Washington team, I really wanted to meet her, and I had an opportunity to meet her at half court in Washington, and I just wanted to shake her hand. I was excited for her. So for me to experience it as a player and to be a part of this community, you know, I'm like, kudos to them. I feel excited for them as women, and I just feel really blessed to be a part of it as well.
Hi, this is Chris Gardner again. This is for Donna. Donna, can you put a timetable on any announcements regarding the comments?
I cannot.
Anyone else?
Yes, Chris Gardner again. One more question. Is the commitment to being a stable center, is that going to be on a permanent basis, long term, or game timetable for, I guess, moving to another venue?
Yes, it is. It's Kathy. We're committed to play at the Staples Center for as long as they'll have us.
Anyone else? All right, thank you very much. And does anyone else have a comment? We're ready to go. Thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.